Frank Gaffney is president of the Center for Security Policy. He writes for the Washington Times. A particular column is what we're talking about now. Glenn Greenwald, in fact, his book, which I neglected to mention earlier, How Would a Patriot Act, got a new book coming out in a couple of months as well. Glenn Greenwald now at Salon.com. We go to Steve in Boston. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
I have a question for Mr. Gaffney. Earlier he was asked if he was against dissent, and he sort of equivocated. So I'd like to put it in a more concrete form. So given your position that Mr. Levin's and others' anti-war sentiments are sufficiently deleterious to this war that they should somehow be stopped, I want you to give me an example of how dissent could take place that you would find acceptable and not find treasonable.
I want to be clear about this. I have not called dissent treasonable. I mean, that's what's been suggested here. I've not. I'm suggesting that it has consequences, and people ought to be held accountable for those consequences.
Okay, what should those consequences be then? As far as
I'm concerned, they ought to be they're turned out of office by their constituents, because to the extent
what for questioning the intelligence,
extent,
for questioning the war,
for
they should be turned out of office,
undermining our position in the field, and for jeopardizing the national.
What evidence do you have that the What evidence do you have that there was undermining? Give me the evidence of that.
I keep pointing to this evidence. You keep asking me.
I haven't heard any. What is it?
As I said to you earlier when you asked me the question before, Alan, I believe the correlation between the intensification of the enemy's activities and the rising dissent in this country is not an accident.
So the fact that the Sunnis and the Shiites want to beat the crap out of each other, all of a sudden, like for the first time ever, is because of the media and the liberals and the people who speak out against the war. That's what's caused the insurgency.
Did I say that?
Well, there's something inherent in here that you're sort of ignoring, and that is what you're saying means in a practical sense that once a war is underway, any dissent really should not be tolerated, that we should become a sort of one-party country until that war is terminated. And I mean, that's unacceptable to what America stands for by any stretch of that definition.
Well, that is a view that you're certainly entitled to. I'm not suggesting that dissent is impermissible or treasonous. I'm saying it has consequences, and I think
you're hedging again, Frank.
Let me just finish this.
But you
point.
Keep hedging. You keep hedging away from what you wrote.
I'm making the same point repeatedly, and you keep misconstruing it or distorting it.
When you write articles about people being hanged and use those analogies, and then you fudge it when you get on a radio show, you're fudging it.
I'm being clear. You keep saying. Glenn keeps saying, Steve keeps saying that I'm saying something about dissent that I'm not saying. And I don't know why
you're implying it.
I'm not implying it. I'm saying that it's an entirely legitimate function. It just has consequences. And as one of your earlier callers said, the consequences could translate into the additional loss of American lives.
I think the loss of American lives is because we're running a war poorly, and the national intelligence estimate, which it's... The NIE said we are fueling the insurgency.
The enemy thinks it's winning politically.
Thank you, Steve. I can take another quick break. By the way, the National Intelligence Estimate said that we are fueling the insurgency. Our presence there is fueling the insurgency. Not Carl Levin, not people speaking out. We'll be right back. Glenn Greenwald, Salon.com. Frank Gaffney with us as well, right from the Washington Times, among his other credits. Lyndon in Odessa, Texas. Hi, Lyndon. Did we lose Lennon? All right, we go to Bill in Kansas City. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, Mr. Gaffney keeps saying that debate has consequences and those who enter into this kind of debate ought to be held accountable, and I agree because the debate that we're having now, the Senate and the House, is making our leaders accountable for the decisions they made in our name. I really believe that such a debate is going to end up saving lives, rather than being the cause of losing lives. Because I think it puts pressure and reality in our leaders' faces.
You raise a great point. In the interest of time, let me cut to the chase here, Frank. Aren't there consequences for starting a war under false pretenses on bad intelligence? And who should pay the consequences and price for that?
I don't believe that there was an intention to mislead the country or to engage in a war on false pretenses.
But it did happen.
I don't think it did. I think what we did do was remove somebody who had plans to attack this country with weapons of mass destruction.
Bill, thank you for the call. Glenn, you want to respond to that?
I do. I just want to address the central point that he has, which is that ideas have consequences. And I think the caller is exactly right. Nobody has done more to strengthen al-Qaeda than Mr. Gaffney and his friends, who have no interest whatsoever in battling terrorism or in al-Qaeda. Their interest is in invading Iraq and changing the government in Iran, things they wanted to do way before September 11th. And nothing has strengthened al-Qaeda more than leaving them in the Afghan-Pakistani border, where they're thriving now because our army is sent into a country that had nothing to do with 9/11. They're the ones strengthening the enemy. They're the ones emboldening al-Qaeda, and they're the ones who don't care about terrorism. They're exploiting terrorism to promote an agenda.
Hey,
long
Frank, is Glenn or am I helping the enemy by saying the things we're saying?
Well, I don't know whether he's confusing them because they won't recognize anything that he said as reality, or whether he's helping them. But what he's doing certainly is confusing. Is confusing these issues.
I literally only have 30 seconds left. I want to know if you think Glenn or anybody who doesn't or agrees with Glenn is helping the enemy.
If he encourages them to pursue the war more aggressively at the expense of American lives, he is helping the enemy.
Is that what he's doing?
I think he is.
All right, I thank you both very much for being with us. Glenn Greenwald, you can read him daily at Salon.com. Frank Gaffney, president of the Center for Security Policy. You also read him in the Washington Times. Glenn's first book was How Would a Patriot Act, and his new book coming out in a couple of months. Thank you both very much for being with us. Right back with your calls.